yo, man, give me some of that old gangsta ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
How y'all feeling out there today?
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. I second that statement.
You know what's bugged out? It's crazy that I'm hearing us over a fucking loudspeaker, yo. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'll start with the we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast live. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka a little nervous, aka more fire, aka I will sweat today. You know what I'm saying? And to the left of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hayhurst underscore PK on Instagram, like you done know already. Thank you guys for coming through. You know what we're doing right now? We're making hip-hop history.
Yes.
Especially for the podcast.
Yes.
This is the very first live podcast for our show. So thank you guys. Yes.
Yes.
Big
up yourselves.
Give you guys a round of applause.
Big up yourselves.
For coming through. For those people that were on time, thank you. You know what I mean? We're trying to be better next time. Hopefully we'll be on the right time.
Yeah.
No color variation time. Just the right time.
Color variation time.
Yeah, for that, thank you guys. And yeah, let's get it started.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're over here at a secret location. So, you know, just only going to be us and maybe about 40, 50,000 people on YouTube that might, you know, see us. But don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? But just to let you all know, for the people who purchase tickets earlier, big up yourselves as well. You know what I'm saying? We apologize for the inconvenience.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Without you guys, there isn't this show, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we apologize for the inconvenience. Like, we had to move the shit over to the secret location where we're at now. You know, it's the city was a little bit antsy about us having the world's most smoked out podcast with people around. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. Fuck the city. Well, not fuck the city, but fuck the boy that me, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a couple of shout-outs as well to some of the people who are helping us keep this whole thing together, you know what I'm saying? Big up to Six Sesh.
Yes, big up to Six Sesh. Q.
All the people who got the markets and stuff
the
going
vendors,
on over here.
You know big what I'm up Six Sesh.
Six Sesh, Crooks Genetics, Cookies and Gas, Collective.
Yo, Bedtime Gas.
Yes,
they gave me some chronic to sample, so we're going to sample this Bedtime Gas. I got some moon rocks that I rolled up already in the pink banana moon rocks. The guy didn't tell me his company, but he's over there. He's a vendor over here. So thank you very much. And yeah, I got some Tom Ford from the vendor over here. I got VIP from Six Sesh. So you guys go check out the vendors.
Yeah, there's Big Time Gas.
Vendors. Yeah, Big Time Gas.
Zips. And there's Double M Exotics. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Double M Exotics. I think they're right here beside Six Sesh.
Quad A Exotics, you know what I'm saying? So big up to all the vendors over there. They're holding us down over here, you know what I'm saying?
And if people,
what else you got there?
We got Canna Bomb here.
Some Canna Bomb.
Everybody's going to get one of these in the audience. It's a free sample. It's a bomb. It's topical.
So let me see this one. What's going on?
Everybody's
going
to get one. And you guys are also, if we have enough, we'll give you guys Sticky Icky. If you don't know what this is what we use to seal our blunts. So you don't have to lick it. So you don't pass nobody your sickness, you know what I'm saying? You can just roll your blunt.
You know them way there, right?
You understand what I'm saying?
When you're rolling up with the mandem, and then you start seeing the one brethren just putting too much saliva on the blunt, you don't know if you want to smoke that with them anymore. Like, fam, just hold that to the head, dog. Uh-huh.
Right, so we have the Sticky Icky, Spoke Smoker, Sticky Icky, Beast Mode, We Love Hip Hop Collabo. So, yeah, you guys will get one of those. That's for your blunts. Don't worry, it's fruit-based. You guys are, don't worry, it's good. You guys are safe.
I'm using some of this topical cream right now.
Yeah. If you,
Ashford and Simpson.
Before
right
you guys
now.
Leave, we'll make sure you guys all get one of these, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
And Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Let me spark up this.
Spark up the blunt. Also, big up to all the my interns, all the people who work with us over here. Big up to Savvy.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Ghost
the ghost in the room.
Room.
You know what I'm saying? Holding us down, keeping us in line, as usual. Big up to Raheel, who's holding us down with the camera work.
Yes, Raheel.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And big up to HH Chase in the building. You know what I mean? And big up to Black of the Dawn in the building. They're going to be performing, as well as QJ. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be doing a bunch of different things today. We're going to be talking news. We're going to be doing interviews. I want to start with a game. All right? Y'all want to have a little bit of an interactive game? You know what I'm saying? We're kind of weed heads in here, so I don't know if we're all game friendly. But we'll play a little game. You know what I'm saying? Where's Raheel at? Raheel, grab that microphone from me right here, bro.
Oh, yeah, the cordless here. Yeah, we're going to send the mic around. You guys can introduce yourself and stuff like that also.
One, two, one, two, one, two.
We're also going to have a question session with the audience.
So we're going to play a game of broken telephone, okay? Rules of the game. Raheel's going to start on this end of the audience, okay? I'm going to send him, because I'm already fucking up the game already. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows how to play broken telephone?
Yeah.
Explain it to Friday if you know how to play, because I don't know how to fucking play the game.
Anybody?
Who knows how?
So someone starts with a message.
Okay. And see if it gets the same. And see if it becomes the same message. Okay. All right. Okay. I get it. Thank you very much.
So, Raheel, you got your phone on you?
Okay, Friday's going to text a message.
I'm going to send you a message. Okay? Now, I want you to, not on the mic, I want you to whisper that message to the person on the end. Right? Just let them know. Don't get too close.
It.
You know what I mean? Pause. You know what I'm saying?
Let them read it. Whatever.
Or let them read the message. And then the next person tells that message to that person, and we keep on going until we get here to the front. Yeah, so we're going to go along this way, okay? And then I'm going to pick two people out of the audience to let me know what that original message was, and we'll see if it matches up. Sing. I need some Jeopardy music or some shit like that.
Uh-oh. This is some gas right here, though. I tell you what.
Oh, what I...
It's the Moon Rocks, Banana Moon Rocks with the VIP Pink that I mixed together.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You didn't think I'd bring the sound effects with me, eh?
Man.
Okay, so
the echo is bothering me.
The message is going around, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna figure out what we have written here, okay? Because I heard something. There's something in the news that's been going on. You know what I'm saying? It has something to do with, who's that have to do with it? Tekashi, maybe? Cardi B? I don't know. Somebody.
Well.
That's a lot of information in that
too
message.
Too much going on. It's like.
No. Keep on passing the message around. So now, that one person just needs to keep on telling that message to the next person. Right? So who? So
how far
that's
we've gotten?
That's it. So now you tell the message to the next person. You hold me in the back. So
I know people don't care about this. I don't think.
Okay, we'll start from
this?
The seats. We'll start from the seats.
All right, cool. Don Valley.
We'll do
all
it from
right,
the
cool.
seats.
Shout out.
Smaller message?
Yeah, man. These are stoners, bro. Come on. Trust me.
No. So now that first person, you have the message. Read it again.
You're making it harder than it needs to be, Friday.
It's way too long? Okay, so give me the
half.
First half. Just do the first half.
Let's cut it in half then. I'm rolling up. Tom Ford.
I don't pop Molly. That's no Tom Ford.
Yo, it's a Doug Ford town, though, so.
So now, that person who has that message, playing games with stoners.
I'm didn't come for games. They came for the podcast.
Right? So now that message right there, homie.
How far has the message gotten? It hasn't gotten anywhere yet. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? The message hasn't even gotten nowhere yet.
No, no. Now, tell that message to the next person. What did you just read? And you just tell that to the next person, next person, next person we get to over here. You know what I'm saying? And just fall back for a minute, Raheel, and let the people do what they do now. You know what I mean? Pass that message along. What did you read? Not with the phone, just without any information.
Listen to me. This
store it in your mind and tell it to the next person beside you.
This guy, you're killing me, brother.
All right, let the homie here know what you heard. Pass that on. Pass that message on. You're spilling the tea over here. Pass that on to Shorty over here. Okay, so I want to pick three people now in the audience who have heard this message, and let me know what y'all heard. Anybody?
So who's the original person? Who started the message? Who's the very first person to hear? Can we get the back? Very okay. First person?
We'll come back around. So you in the back, what did you hear? Bring the mic around to him.
Yeah, the first person, whatever, yeah. See what happens? You deal with stoners? You see what happens?
I have fun. Like, that's what happens.
It. He's like, 6'9", okay. Shoddy something.
Okay, Shorty in the corner right here.
The last person, okay. If the first person can remember, let's see what the last person got.
Uh-huh. What else?
That's it?
That was it?
6'9"'s letter is the same as Shorty.
No? Okay, one more person. Anybody else? Who else thinks they know what that answer is? Y'all in the front? Okay, right here.
Okay, sorry, I got to cut you off. I got to make an announcement. There's a blue Toyota van outside. If anyone belongs of the blue Toyota van, you guys got to move it. I'm stoned right now, so you guys got to move the van. All right? This is what's going on. You guys need to move the van. Blue Toyota van. A hatchback. It's a hatchback.
It's a hatchback.
If it's nobody in here, we're good. As long as nobody in here, we're good. But we have to let you guys know because we don't want to get tickets or towed or anything like that. So if it's not you, we're good. All right. Back to the Friday.
Back to the show. All right. So what did you hear?
I heard 6ix9ine had the same lawyer as Shotty.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's all they got because the message was too fucking long Friday.
Okay, so here's what happened. I heard 6ix9ine got the same lawyer as Shotty. Had shortly after the Jussie Smollett case dropped. Right? Now R. Kelly might want the same lawyer too. What's so fucking hard about that?
You know the funny thing is,
I just heard
nobody
my own brain.
Even said nothing about the Smollett guy or R. Kelly at all. All they got was 6ix9ine and lawyer Shotty. That was it.
I think my brain hurts now, man. Okay, where's QJ? QJ, where you at, fam? Yeah.
Come true. Forward. Please. Yes, this is our guest, one of our guests tonight.
Yo, big up. Yo, make some noise for QJ, yo. So, let me put on this mic over here. The mic's hot, sir. How did we get here? Ooh.
Yo, it's hot, boy.
It's hot.
The sound is...
I got you. Hot. So, how did we get here to this show? Because there was a process... that you took from beginning, and we've been doing the show for a while now when I think about it, mm-hmm. because we've been like interacting from where? Where did we start?
From a long time, like from when, was in Mercenary?
Sick drone pilot.
Yeah, doing a little contest, so I just sent out my music one time.
Yeah.
You guys were fucking with it. PK said, yeah, he was super fucking with it. So I was like, all right, let me try and keep, you know, sending out music to you guys, see what you guys are saying. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys just do the red, you know, you guys do the, all right, it's all right, you know, so I had to keep coming with something higher. Something better, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, so, that's what we do.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Suck, but sometimes, is it?
Speak the truth, shame the devil.
Hey. No, but, so, okay, when I seen your video, you had some super lyrical shit. I already knew I liked it, you know what I'm saying? And from there, it was like a decision process between us, Mercenary, and like, we were like, yo, you, another artist named Kofi, who I mentioned on the show a few times before, mm-hmm. and a next artist named Dirty, were supposed mm-hmm. to be performing. Now, Kofi, I don't know, I couldn't find him. He's playing ball around the fucking United States somewhere, you know what I mean?
Nice. Catching
one, two baby mamas here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Don't put it on him like
He's
that, man.
He's enjoying life. Yeah?
Let the man go play basketball. Why he had to go get two baby mamas on the way? Yo, let the man.
Catch himself a 1-2, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he was too busy, right? Mm-hmm. I guess. Dirty, I don't know what the fuck happened to him. So, automatically, you didn't win the fucking contest from. You know what I'm saying?
So, you owe your video.
Yeah. So this man's getting a fucking free music video from us, courtesy of We Love Hip Hop.
That's what it is. That was the prize for the contest, right? It was a Mercenary film video. So
big up. One thing I want to know: when did you start rapping? A generic interview question.
Like, I took it serious around like, say 2016. Right, started putting, like, that's when I first put out that song that I sent you guys, The mm-hmm. Oath. And then I was just, you know, drop like little mixtapes.
I wouldn't really
drop the singles here because, like, I'm not a single guy. I just drop mixtapes and then there you go, you know? That's how I'm feeling for the month or two, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right? And then, I just try to keep out here, Toronto, you have to promote yourself. So it's like I wasn't promoting myself. I was just showing everybody who I was around, you know, and everybody, a lot of people know me or my family, you know what I'm saying? Right? So I would just, you know, send it out to my family and they'd be like, yo, this one's hard. I'm showing my people that, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. that's how I started getting traction, you know what I'm saying? So, something like that.
Dope. So what tunes are you going to do for us today? Because you got two tunes that you sent to me.
Okay, I got Free Sauce,
mm-hmm.
Part 2.
Free Sauce Part 2.
Free Sauce Part 2. Part 1 is already out. Part 1, there's a video out on YouTube for it. If you guys want to go check that out, go check it out.
Alright.
And I'm going to do... I'll do something new for you guys. I won't show you guys what it is yet. I won't show the name yet. But Free Sauce Part 2, and then a surprise one.
Oh, he's going to surprise us. Alright. So you guys ready to hear it? So we're gonna do this now.
Y'all ready?
You guys want to hear what he has to say?
Let's do it.
Lenny, where's the cordless? Who has a cordless mic? Where's the cordless mic? Yo, these lights, boy, holy, they're making a nigga sweat.
Lights, camera, action. Okay, holy. So let's get this popping.
Light skin, bro.
Want to.
All right, so yo, let's give it up.
So give it up for QJ.
QJ, the winner of our contest. We'll be getting a video for him soon through Mercenary Films. Sick drone pilot, if you don't know the tagline already.
Give me a second here. Let me get your sound popping.
Okay.
Uno momento there, sir. We will get you right. We'll give you a rewind. QJ.
Yes.
Make some motherfucking noise for QJ.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
Shit as hard as a motherfucker now. Jeez.
Hold it. Yeah, take the blunt. You take the blunt too. Oh, too close to the speaker.
Yeah. The mic, them hot scene. Oh, shit, man. Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick little intermission, little 15 minutes for all the bogey smokers, you know, like myself, and, you know, other people in there, you know
so
what
fast?
I'm saying? Yeah.
Bogey smoke
so quick? Break it up.
How many bogey smokers in here? Who needs to go smoke a bogey?
No, nobody wants to.
Nobody needs to go smoke a bogey?
What?
I'm seeing one, two, show of hands.
Our old, one of the old co-hosts, you know, used to come true. Yeah, alumni. Yeah, Joey. Hey, don't forget. Okay, for those who
Joey in the building,
who know Joey, know he is the guy who openly challenged Papoose on our show. You understand what I'm saying? So, still waiting on that.
You know, yeah, man. Big up to fucking Joey, man. Fucking AKA the loudmouth, you know what I'm saying? Also, we're going to be giving away some of these samples here, you know what I'm saying? Courtesy of
Canna Bless. Shout out Canna Bless in the audience because you know they're here.
You know what I mean? So, everybody in the audience will get one of these Canna Bombs as well, you know what I'm saying?
So, the topical cream. And there's a little code on the package if you read it. There's a discount code. If you do a DM, you'll get a discount if you want more. So, information is on the package. So like I said, everybody will get one. Make sure. Well, hopefully we have enough to give everybody.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
Make sure me get my one.
Yeah, hold on, Virgin. See yours here?
Stop it, Virgin.
Yeah, that's what you see? Smart man.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make sure me get mine first, yeah.
But let's take a quick break, you know, 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're going to take a break. Anybody needs to use a washroom because the washroom is around the corner. If anybody needs to use a washroom, take a break, change the batteries in the camera.
And then, you know, we'll come back with
a question. We have a question in the audience real quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boom. Hold on a second.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Big up Raheel. At Raheel was there on Instagram. Okay, so what? Okay, well, let's do that then before we do a break then. Who in the audience is the artist who would like to get this shit off? Because we're filming everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be reproducing this, putting it back on YouTube, putting it back through all our different social media platforms. So anybody who wants to promote you right there with the camel, forward.
Hold on. Don't skip what she wants. So go
big
to
up your... Athea. That's Wheel Up Hip Hop alumni as well today. You know what
I'm
saying? Yes. At my city, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, use this one.
Go ahead.
This one?
All right. Yeah,
I see this too.
Hold on there, too. Cool. Yes. Yeah. Run with that one right there. Right there. You're good right there.
Sir. Real life. Real life.
So, what am I asking? A question?
So, okay. So,
her question was, what inspires you to make music?
What inspired you to do music? And then we'll get to your question right after. You know what I'm saying?
So.
And we'll actually have you come up and we'll ask you some questions as well.
Okay. So, yeah, when I say real life, I mean like the experiences I go through and the things I learn. So it's like, I don't know, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm kind of big in the signs. I believe, like, you know, I'm really into like things that are like, you know, like, I don't know, man. It's just real life, man. Real life. Things happen and I feel away. You know what I'm saying?
How long does it take you to write a song around?
Depends. I have to hear the beat. Nowadays I always have to hear the beat. If I hear the beat, then I'll remember the beat without even hearing it. And I'll just keep writing, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Or even if I have like hooks or like other stuff written in my phone or even on paper or whatever, I'll just put it to the beat and I'll see what it works. And create something, but like the verses are always from scratch. I always have to make like a sick verse from scratch, even if it's a 1-2 bar that I took from something. It's always majority of the verses from scratch. I have to. It doesn't make sense if it doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. And thank you for your question. Thank you. You with the camouflage, Brett. What's your name? And
yeah, Grant, what's good?
Okay.
Grandma, honey.
What up,
follow me on Edible Sounds, you know, what's good?
Jeez!
Plug in. I guess I'm gonna say, being a Toronto rapper, you know how it is out here, the new wave and everything's going on. How important do you think it is to have, that auto-tune in your voice nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
I don't really use it.
Nah,
I don't find it important as long as your song is hot, you know what I'm saying? Make sure it sounds good. Auto-tune doesn't necessarily make it sound good. You know what I'm saying?
Super facts.
I like that answer.
And you're an artist too? Hold on before you pass them. You're an artist as well?
Yeah.
So you got like music on SoundCloud, YouTube, like how you doing it?
Me, I'm coming right back into it. Like I've been out west actually. I just came back to Toronto. Good. And I'm with my group Edible Sounds. You can follow them on Instagram right now.
Okay.
And it's just like we kind of like solo, but you know it's a group thing at the end of the day, you know?
So yeah.
I'm one of the members, you know. You follow me at Ground 100, that's WUN, you know? And then Edible Sound, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to Toronto, you know?
What's one of the things that you feel that an artist needs to bring to the table when it comes to this new...
Me, I'm straight talent, you know what I'm saying? I bring like bars, all this and that, like 90s, I'm like that. You know, I'm like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's, I don't follow that new wave, you know what I mean? You know? So it's like, if you're a hip-hop fan, you like bars, you like the grindiness, you'll mess with me, you know what I'm saying?
So let me throw the question back at you the same way you asked him about the auto-tuning. How do you feel about it?
Me, it's like to each your own, you know what I'm saying? I come, I do me, you know? Like, I kind of like some of the catchy stuff here in the club. You want to, you know, vibe with that, all right, I feel you, you know? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you got to have talent too, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
Yeah, you gotta have diversity. You gotta be able to.
Yeah.
You gotta be able
that's
to
true.
Catch
that's true.
Attention too, right? Yeah,
that's
work.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
But that depends where you wanna go. Where you wanna go with the music. What do you wanna really do with it? Some people really wanna go famous, so they have to make catchy song for catchy song for catchy song. Some people just wanna stay underground, so they just write what they want. You know what I'm
saying? I got a question for you. I like your performance.
What's your name?
Sorry, my name is Mark. I'm going by the artist name Don Valley.
All right.
Dope name.
But you can find me at Don Valley Music. I don't have anything up. Maybe next week.
Okay.
As terms of being an artist, I know like a lot of indie and like live band stuff. Their focus is on building the live show and the concerts, and then the recordings kind of come after. Mm-hmm. But in hip hop, it's really driven by your recordings. And for you as an artist, how do you balance? Do you prioritize recording or do you look to develop your live show? Because your show is good too and you're doing a lot of
I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought that was shitty stuff. I was hella nervous. But thank you, appreciate
you
it. But like, with that, that's why I feel like that was shitty because like I don't do live performances a lot. I've done just like probably my fourth, to be honest.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I really just focus on the music. That's why I guess my music is so good. Right? Well, people tell me. Right? So I just stay focused on that and I just put it out. Just put it out, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes if I don't put it out, I just send bare like messages, emails, you know, texts, like what do you think of this? Or what do you think it is, you know what I'm saying? Testers out to everybody, you know? But I guess I need balance. I need better balance. I need to get my face out there more. But I'm focused.
Yeah. And we'll throw a question back at you. Don Valley.
Yeah.
How do you get the name Don Valley? You live on the Don Valley?
I've been in the Don Valley. The producer that I've been working with camped out in the Don Valley during some rough days. And I like it because it's a part of Toronto that no matter how much the city gentrifies, it's sort of like, you can't build on the Don Valley because it floods.
Yeah. No, it's a dope name. It stands out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What inspired you to start getting into the music scene?
I've been doing music for a while, like writing. I did a lot of folk and country as well. I was playing in little bars.
Okay.
I was living in Paris a couple of years ago and I got signed to a label to produce a hip hop project in English. So I released that and then my grandma, got sick and passed away, so I came back to Toronto.
Sorry to hear that.
And now I'm just back in my home studio and recording and putting together an LP.
Okay.
That's the name.
Soon just gonna you have music out?
Yeah, I'm sitting on like 5-6 tracks. I'm just like trying to time it right. You know?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice,
so
my worst foot forward.
Dope. Anybody else in the audience have any questions? Give us your name, Instagram, where you from, all that type
artist,
of stuff.
Artist, if you're an artist.
We were playing a song earlier, actually. Yeah.
My name is Anita Melody, and the song you guys heard earlier, All Eyes on Me, is me.
Okay.
I'm a performer. Sorry, I don't want to say artist because I do also acting, a little bit of modeling. Mm-hmm. I'm my own kind of character, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm from the East End as well.
Okay.
Just getting to know what you guys said first.
Scartown.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess my question is, you said you started in 2015, right?
16?
Yeah.
So when exactly, what age, like, did you first get inspired by hip hop?
Oh, like when I was younger, I used to, like, my pops used to have like these big old crates of like actual like the vinyls, like a bunch of old like hip hop stuff. I don't know where he got it from, but like I just always had it in my basement. I'd just go through them and like never had a like the vinyl thing to like to play it. Yeah, the turntable, turntable, big man, respect. Yeah.
Friday. Yeah. Trying to get rid of the echo.
Yeah. Go for it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I would just always find like the different vinyls that stood out to me, and I just go look it up on the internet, and I just listen to the songs, and then I start watching like different like the VH1 hip hop stuff, and I just go off into that kind of thing. So it's like, yeah.
Now, the question that we throw back at you, why not just one genre? Because a lot of people do this, right? Like, a lot of artists do this these days. Like, they're like, I don't want to be known as a rapper. I don't want to be known as this R&B singer.
Well, being honest, it's not even, like, music always was my passion. Like, I've been singing, in a sense, since I was two.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it serious more, like, after I had kids, because I am a mom of two kids.
Okay.
And I guess you can say, like, in the background industry, I, like, started doing, like, the background in the business. In 2015, like, working with Big Ticket, Maximum FM, even Interpol. But I've always loved singing. Singing always made me happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And on top of it, with the performing aspect, I grew up kind of in the entertainment industry because my dad was pole guru.
So what?
My dad was pole guru.
Your dad was fucking pole guru? Are you fucking serious?
Oh, okay. Shit! Yo, that's a big one. That's
right now,
one.
He does Tokuru, if you guys know 420, he's a big bong man.
Tokuru?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Get the fuck out of here!
When they were trying to, you know, the controversy for the weed Tokuru and stuff, that's who he's dealing with.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. That's
crazy.
But in
a sense, that explains my eccentric personality in a way, you know? But that's why I prefer to be known as a performer, because, like, ultimately, like, I've been to school for dental assisting and stuff. Like, I went to school, like, you know what I mean? I have diplomas and whatever. Anyone can go to school for anything.
Yeah.
But what makes you happy? You know what I mean? I just turned 30 yesterday. Ha.
Happy belated. Everybody give her a happy belated birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
Birthday shout out. Come on. There we go.
I have two boys that I need to set an example for. Everyone knows boys don't learn by hearing. They learn by seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I just stuck, like, I went into school, like, trying to be a mom, you know what I mean? Trying to do that whole residual income, get a, like, basic job, do, like, responsibilities, what society tells you to conform into.
Yeah.
But realistically, I was still young. You know what I mean? Why should you settle for what society tells you to conform into when your dreams don't have a deadline?
Right.
Your dreams don't have an expiry date. If you choose to be infinite in whatever way you want to be infinite, you can do that. You know what I mean? When God has a plan for you, your plan, he doesn't tell you when your cake is going to be done. He's putting seasoning into it, and you don't have any idea of when that's supposed to, like, the oven's supposed to go ding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you decide to give up, sometimes there's only, like, the thinnest layer between where you're going and when you decide to give up. Mm-hmm. Would you rather give up and look back and regret? Or would you rather keep going and know so you can get there? You can land wherever you want. Sky is not the limit. Sky is not the limit. There are footprints on the moon.
Mm.
Super facts.
That's real.
And again, like I said, I have boys. Mm. So I want to show my sons. Yeah, I went to school. They watched me go to school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went to school, but now I'm trying to be an artist. I'm trying to be a performer. They see me. I just started in background acting last year.
Dope.
They see me do little, I was in Murdoch Mysteries for one episode. I did the new It movie that's coming out. I was like, if you guys happen to catch me, because it's background, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in a leading role. I'm not going to big it up that hard.
Mm.
But still, you know, I'm trying to take. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And it's based on my personality that I'm trying to tame. Because again, I went
you're doing a thing, and not everything fits where you're going.
You know what I mean?
You're more than just trying a thing, mama. You're doing a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so it's beyond inspiring others with my music.
Yeah.
It's inspiring my own life, being my best self and inspiring my sons. Because Lord knows, one wants to be a firefighter, the other one wants to be a basketball player / baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, the part of sports. So, you know, like, I'm hoping for even the people they meet through the things I do, because they come when I'm in the studio too. My son's even rapped a track. If you guys check out my Instagram, because I forgot to tag that, at Everybody Needs a Melody. I know it's long, but after you get past Everybody Needs a, you'll find me. And you'll see my son's track there. They're 9 and 11.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You'll see their track. It's a little 1 minute track. And it's things like what I do, just like what they see, that it brings up the next generation. There's no cursing. There's no like 6ix9ine Tekashi, because I don't do that in my house. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
No matter your message, you're inspiring something outside of yourself. You know what I mean? And
well,
you don't know
fast.
How far your inspiration goes. Yeah. Even with how far the internet is. Sorry for being such a preacher right now.
No, but thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Mad appreciate. And this song is super dope.
We're going to run it before we leave again. We're going to run the track before we leave.
Anybody else in the audience have any questions for, like, for QJ or any of us?
Even for us.
Yeah, like,
you got a question for us? Whatever.
You in the back with the hoodie?
Yo, send the mic to the back there.
Big shout out to
this man's been here from the beginning. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
What up?
My name is Refek. You can follow me at rmohammed_89.
All right.
So, I have a question for you. What particular song or artist inspired you to rap? Did you answer that already?
Nah. Not, there's no particular song, but an artist would be like someone like Nas, like J. Cole, and then like recent people like Lil Herc, like I'd say like, I don't know, I like a lot of lyrical stuff, but like
2 minutes
with the fuckery that people are making nowadays, you just have to hear it for the melody and then hear it for how they really want you to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Like, usually, back in the day when I used to listen to rap, sometimes you would listen to like a Nas or somebody like that, and you'd sit there and be like, yo, with these bars, I could never do anything like that.
Like with the whole It Was Written album, I had to bring it back like at least 3 times, 4 times. Like there's bare times I had to listen to it again, I'm just like, oh shit, yo, that song is stupid. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, that's what I like. Cause that makes it super timeless. Cause like, if I can listen to it and I can like hear Nas on a song and he's on a Ray Ray ting and I feel like I'm on a Ray Ray ting now, I feel like Nas. Like, what was he feeling like in 96? Like, I was just born them days. Like,
yeah.
How am I getting this type of vibe? Like, I'm just sitting home. I'm on my couch listening to music. Like, why am I getting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's timeless music.
Sounds good, man.
Dope. And you're an artist as well?
No.
Okay. Dope, mad respect. I see somebody else through. We could take one more question and we're going to take a quick break.
After this last question.
Peace.
What's your name and your Instagram? Where you from? All that type of good things.
Well, right now we're going to... You know what I mean? Just shout out my boy H.H. in the building.
Shout out H.H. in the building.
Alumni.
We love hip hop.
As far as myself, it's Messiah, Mr. M.E. Double Push Lex Bubble in the window.
I thought you were just about to
start. I thought he was going to start dropping bars.
I know.
R.P. the Prodigy on that one. You already know.
Yes.
As far as QJ, I just want to know, what's going to differentiate you from all the other Toronto artists that we got going on right now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm super different already. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I don't want to disrespect Toronto artists. Or respect, but I would feel like I'd be rude or anything at all, but.
I'm nice.
I feel like I'm nicer than a lot of these niggas. A lot of these niggas. I'm getting people telling me, hurry up and drop some music. Cause like, I don't know. Lately, I just been on. I have to grind because I have bills to pay for. Like, I already done went to school and everything. Fuck that up. So I have to go pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just doing my life thing. And if my people are always, like, I'm getting random people who, because I try to promote my music as much as I can. Get random people from, like, other countries telling me, yo, when's your next track? I'm like, what?
Oh.
That's big.
That's super, like, that's something. It must mean something, you know what I'm saying? And people, obviously, my brethren want me to keep dropping tracks. Like, I'm sending them the tracks, and they're like, yo. Because I have a lot of athlete friends, and a lot of them, like my brother Alonzo, New Hampshire. Every time he listens to my music, before he gets on the field, amps some more. That be like, I don't know what it does. It's just like, it puts something in my heart. I'm just like, all right, I got to make a next track. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like.
That's big.
That's dope.
I just know I'm nice. So it's just like, all these people are telling me, yo, hurry up. I'm just like, yeah, just now.
Dope.
Just now.
Listen, you know, one good thing about this, right? Because this is very spontaneous. You have to be able to work on the fly when you're in a situation like this, because we're usually interviewing people in a private setting.
In a closed environment.
Exactly. Nobody else is seeing the interview, you know what I'm saying? So he's got what it takes, you know what I'm saying? Even if I didn't like his songs. You know, and I like the songs. But even if I didn't like the songs, for this man to be able to handle questions bouncing off just from people just out of the blue, big up for that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Big up to you, QJ. You know,
second
song
has me bouncing. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's second. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get slim on that. I'm really trying to get slim on that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. When that's probably the video I want to do.
Mm.
That might be the video if I can get him on the verse. If he sees this, hurry up and make the verse. Hurry up and send me the verse. You done said you had the verse ready. Come on, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Come ready. On, season.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
All right, with that, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, okay, so big up to QJ. Give your Instagram one more time.
QJCMV everywhere. QJCMV, everything QJCMV, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that. I'm everywhere.
Nice.
Dope. Make some fucking noise for QJ. All right. So let's take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll be back. So, you know, Friday wants to smoke a bogey. Plus, we got to deal with our cameras and stuff. Mm. Pardon? Okay. All right. In a second. Okay.
All right. So let's take a quick
audience,
break.
Audience, this is crazy.
I'll run some tunes for the people then.
Yes, yo, run some tunes. Yes. All right. We're going to have a break, people. So if you want to smoke bogeys, roll some weed, use the washroom, do all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. Buy some weed. Buy some liquor. Enjoy yourself.
Every day.
Ready to get started?
Everybody's back and warmed up.
Let me hear the people in the audience. Can I hear you guys? We're about to get back into this.
Hey.
We're about to start it up.
So, let's see here. I'm going to bring up a gentleman that we discovered through the Respect the Process Challenge. Remember that challenge?
Yes, I do remember the challenge.
Yeah, that was a
respect.
Respect the process.
Process challenge. There we go. Tongue tied, tongue twisted. Here we go.
But quick thing before we do that, let's do a quick couple giveaways.
Oh, giveaways, yeah.
Giveaways. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. So, Quad Exotics. You know what
Quad
I thought
A.
That's Quad A Exotics. You know what I thought that was? I thought that was like a whole bunch of M's. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be giving away, what are these, like fucking Pink Fire Indica. Hold on a second, I think I got a fucking sound effect for this shit, man. One's
White Rhino, this is White Rhino. And this is Pink Gas.
Some Pink Gas, Jesus Christ. What else there? There's a bunch of other ones
right there. I just said these ones, White Rhino and Pink Gas. And this is Pink Fire.
Pink Fire, Jesus Christ.
Where's the More Fire song, Friday?
More Fire, More Fire.
No, I had a sound effect that I was a little bit late on. It was the...
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
You know what I'm saying? I actually found that sound effect. We lost that for about 30 episodes.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Ooh, more giveaways.
Ghost in the Room. Shout out to Ghost in the Room. Brought another jar up.
Jeez.
From Cookies Gas Collective.
Ooh.
This one, I don't know what it is. This product is not to be sold or resold. It's not being sold, it's being given away. So yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're not breaking any rules.
Okay, so how are we gonna do this? How do we do this giveaway here? How do we
Does anybody remember the fucking broken message? Does anybody remember the whole message? No. Anybody? Okay, hold on. We have a hand. Hold on. The first man over here with the red Raptors hat. Come up to you.
Watch this.
Pass the mic. Okay, here we go. Is this mic on? No, that mic's not on. It's not on. Hold on. Mic check. Yo. Ah, man, this sucks. Hello?
No, we got it.
You got it going? All right, there we go. Okay.
Raheel on the scene.
Pardon me? So you have the message. Okay, so what's the full message? Friday, where's the message? You have the message? From the broken telephone. He's going to give us the whole complete message. Pardon me? You have to remember the complete message.
What was the complete message?
What is the complete? You said you remember the complete message.
Except the judges.
No, that doesn't count. You need to know the complete message. There's no except nobody's name in this. No, it's the complete message. If you want to win one of these jars of weed, you need to know the complete message.
Okay, I got another one for you.
Okay, fine.
Guess this voice, okay?
Okay.
Guess this
Friday's
voice.
Friday's nice.
All right, I got one for you, okay? I'm going to be switching around here, but quick, fast here.
If anybody can remember the whole message from the broken telephone,
you get one jar.
Get one jar of these weeds here on the table here. One of the pink gas, the pink fire, pink gas, red rhino, or what's the name? The gelato. Okay, so. No, you need every.
Okay, so what do you have?
Okay,
what do you have?
Okay, hold on. Let's hear his. Let's see who. Hold on.
What do you got?
He said he knows everything, but okay. So let's see who knows more of the message. If you know, whoever knows the most of the message. This guy's smart. This guy don't want no one to hear his answers. All right. Okay. So we'll have to do something different then. We'll do something different. He's smart. The man's smart. Can't wrong him for that.
He's a businessman.
The man said, hey, ask him in private. Come to one and use my answer. It's very smart. Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to change that then.
Okay.
We'll change that. We'll figure out a different one.
Okay. Guess this voice.
Hold on.
Guess this voice.
Hold on.
Okay. And don't look at my screen, fam. Okay.
This lady got a porch.
But shout out to you, my son. Okay. A little something more local around here.
Where's my son from? He's in Toronto?
No, he's from fucking Highbridge. Where
Don Q.
Oh yeah. He's a hybrid
rapper. With the hoodie.
He's a hybrid rapper.
Mm-hmm. Old school nigga though.
He's peon. I never heard of him.
Yes, that voice.
No.
No. Not
he's
us.
A peon.
We don't know. The other person who's speaking.
It's so muddled. You can't catch it. You got to do something louder, Friday.
Okay. I'm gonna turn it up.
You got to do something louder.
Where's my son from? He's in Toronto?
No, he's from fucking Highbridge.
Highbridge.
Where Don Q.
That's us. Oh, yeah? He's a hybrid rapper.
With the hoodie.
He's a hybrid rapper?
Mm-hmm. Old school nigga, though.
He's peon. I never heard of him.
The winner is. He won. It was YG.
Take your pick.
Take one of these jars.
Take your pick.
There you go.
Okay.
What is it? The pink gas. Pink gas. All right. Give him a round of applause. The man just won himself in 3 weeks.
Okay. Next voice.
We're still gonna. I think we can still do that.
We got like 3 more jars here.
I think. Hold on.
I'm just going to the store.
That the broken telephone answer.
Yeah, anybody got that broken telephone answer?
We need the complete answer, and if you have it on a phone, that doesn't count, man.
Forward.
All right, hold on. Okay. Ladies first.
I'm gonna be real. I'm not 100%, but I think I got the closest to like the whole.
Oh
answer.
My God!
You know,
it's supposed to be the whole thing.
But I think I have all the names involved, so I think I have the closest to the whole.
Take back your mic.
Take back the mic. Take back the mic.
Wait, you wanna see?
No, okay, take back the mic. Sorry, Sav said no. All right, let's give this guy a chance right here. Oh, you all right. Sorry, Sav.
Ghost in the room.
She's bossing up.
Jesus Christ.
Build up my next.
Awkward. This is kind of fun, man. I didn't
realize.
Really.
You guys are liking this? You enjoying this, people? Is this something we should do again?
I am mad at this at all.
Is this something we should do again? Yeah? You guys will come to another one? If we did it, you guys will come to another one?
I'm down. Okay, so what? How are we doing this? Okay.
Well, Sav is being the boss, the judge.
Sav's getting into it. That's what the fuck it is.
We should put we should interview Sav today.
Yo!
One more in the back. One more in the back.
Watch out for that guy over there. Watch out for that gentleman, though.
So she has the answer right now?
She knows the answer.
She's collecting it.
She's collecting. We have the answer. Don't worry.
We got all the answers, Sway.
That was so ridiculous.
I used to be a rapper. Bars. Come on now.
You know Friday's semi-retired.
Friday, Ricky Dread on Spotify.
Well, we also, okay, so Sav, come check out the answer.
Anybody
else?
So,
anyone else is trying to win a free jar a week?
No, no.
Do you have left?
We have 3 jars.
We have 3 jars.
We only have one winner.
And then we're going to do what?
Are you sure?
Why?
Because 2 people have the right answer.
Oh! Uh-oh. We may have to do something double or nothing. All right, you know what? Okay, we have 2 winners. We have two winners. Friday, how do you want to choose the should they both win or should we?
I feel like I'm looking at 3 jars.
So
am I bugging?
I know I see 3 jars here. Well, we have honestly.
There's more shit.
People gave me weed to smoke. Like,
okay, so
I'm not gonna lie.
Two people have the right answer.
We can spread it around.
They'll be able to get those 2 jars, and we'll do this right here. Guess this voice. And whoever was sitting here, she can't get that now because you've seen who was about
to get sticky buds and shit because niggas was high. Like, you wasn't chilling with the madam. You know, now we're in the madam, right?
So yeah.
Regular day might be a little different. We're running kids to the store and shit now.
Yeah.
All right, who's that? Anybody know who that is?
No.
Oh, I heard someone say it over here. There you go. You can't give the man who gave us weed back weed. Huh? The man who gave us weed decided to put back his weed. You know, it must be some fire, right? It must be some fire. If the man gave us the weed and the man is trying to win back the weed, it must be fire, people. Come on. Hands on applause. What company do you work for? Cookie Cat. He's got the gelato, people. He's got the gelato. So you see Wagwan.
Okay, one more. Actually, I'm going to go for this.
Actually, you can see the camera. Can you see the... All right.
But you know, sometimes I'll be like at the mall. I'll be all glued up and like someone has
come. Wait a minute. I didn't stop. What happened?
Come on.
Okay, who got it?
Oh my God, don't kill me right now.
Okay, so we got like how many prizes that just went out right there?
Listen.
Talk to us, Sav. Okay, so boom.
All right.
Two jars.
There's three jars.
So far.
You guys choose.
What was the right answer?
All right. Weezy, here you go. Recite
the answer.
Oh, you're not saying that again? You don't want to say it? You want to say it? All right, let her say it.
All right, so what was the answer to that right there?
I heard.
What you heard?
Tekashi 6ix9ine has the same lawyer as Shadi, who got off Jussie Smollett, and R. Kelly wants that lawyer's number.
Really fucking close.
Oh, really close.
I heard 6ix9ine got the same lawyer that Shoddy had shortly after I heard the Jussie Smollett drop case news.
Yo, don't worry. You got it. Don't worry. You got it. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm just saying.
You won. Take your prize. You won. You won.
You got your prize.
Don't be a sore winner. Don't be a sore winner.
And listen.
So, we're going to get into what we're doing next. What's that prize?
Okay, so I want to call up a gentleman that we discovered through the Respect the Process Challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hold it down. Let me use Beast Mode quick. Hold it down.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Johnny Jibs, also Beast Mode fucking family in the fucking building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all the fucking the battle rappers out there, and fucking out there memorizing bars, getting fucking personal information on niggas to fucking just smash niggas' heads off with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bad.
Real rap shit.
Let's get back.
But yeah. Also, same thing with this gentleman here. This dude has a versatile type of thing going on, because I've heard him sing, and then he joined the Respect the Process Challenge and just started barring it down. I was like, oh shit.
The man found the cheat code.
You know what I'm saying?
Found the cheat code and he exploited the cheat code.
Yeah, man. And then boom, he was able to skip the 2-month fucking waiting process and he was right there with us. You know what I'm saying? And since then, he's been doing mad shit. You know what I'm saying? And I started to really check his shit out. So
it was on he hit number one on the 6 list. If you guys know what that is, that's our top 6 tracks of the week.
Our top 6 tracks in Toronto.
He captured number one on that a couple of times. He made honorable mentions also, but yeah, he captured number one.
Super facts.
The track Louis Lover.
Louis Lava.
Yeah.
So with no further ado, We want to have H.H. Chase come to the stage.
Yes, please do, sir. Make some noise in the audience, please. Please make some noise. Thank you very much.
H.H. Chase.
Thank you very much.
All right. Where's my sound effects in this motherfucker?
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Yo.
Thank you.
I've been just using both mics.
Here. Here, that should
be okay. Use the cordless because you're gonna be performing. You know what I'm saying? I think it's off.
No, it's on.
Okay,
that's good. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah.
Yes. How's everybody doing?
Make some noise, people. Come on.
Make some noise for H.H. Chase.
Wake up! I know we're smoking weed, but wake up.
Make some noise for H.H. Chase in the motherfucking building. So, quick, fast. With that whole Respect the Process Challenge and stuff like that, how long did it take you to prepare for a rhyme, like to prepare a rhyme for when those things done? I think it's this mic here.
Something's... there we go. Let's figure this out real quick. There we go, Friday.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, I think that might be a bit better. Give me a quick mic check right there, H.H. Chase.
Yes.
All right. Is that better?
Better. My bad. Okay, so quick, fast. How long did it take you to prepare a rhyme for one of those things, man?
I don't really have like a time limit on it, because I do it like per beat.
Yeah.
So it's like some beats right away as I heard it was off. Other beats when I heard it, I was like, fuck. Alright, that's what.
Girl, where did it work with it?
Competition, so it doesn't matter if I like it or not.
Yeah.
I gotta find a way to body it somehow, right?
Well, you fucking killed that shit.
Well, man definitely bodied the weeks. He took the weeks, and yeah, he was winning.
Yeah, man. So, okay, what tunes are you gonna be performing for us right now?
I was gonna do 3 songs, right? But everybody always hit my DMs talking about like I don't release enough music. I take time on my music because I'd rather do more quality than bullshit.
Yeah, than quantity, okay? yeah.
That's so facts.
Just to please everybody, I decided to me and my team decided to put together a little medley of everything that we're working on right now. So you won't get like little minute clips of everything that we're doing right now.
Okay.
Get a whole little catalog of what's going on, and then up to you, you can fucking hit the DM. Motherfucking follow, do your thing, and you can listen to more of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how that works for me.
Dope. All right, let's get into it, man. Uh-huh. And we're gonna come back, and we're gonna also have a performance from Black of the Dawn, and we're gonna do a lot of questions. All right, so make some fucking noise for H.H. Chase.
Yes.
Make some noise for fucking H.H. Chase in the motherfucking building. All right.
Yo.
So I want to get.
I should have just did it on this joint.
That was good.
Yeah, that's the.
You know, the sound was low, but it was still good.
So what I want to do as well, I want to call another artist up to the stage here. So we're just going to get our sound here. Get everything popping here. Bada boom, bada bing. You know what I'm saying? That's laptop brick on the scene right now.
Bear with us, people. Bear with us.
All right.
But well, we here, though. You know what I'm saying? We here, though. We here, though.
It's the first time.
This is the first time, right?
This is the very first,
this is the first time, time that we're doing a live podcast. Oh,
you're going to have your hookups, right? Still. So it is what it is.
Once again.
We also got some backwoods that we're giving away here.
Oh, shit.
Anybody
want
to pack a backwoods?
Courtesy of Toronto Backwoods.
So,
okay, so, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out how we do this. We're going to, after we do the next show, we'll figure out how we do this backwoods situation. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's going on with our sound here, with these songs here.
Yeah, so you were on the show. You came through the respect.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're alumni.
Shout out to that.
The cheat code.
Shout out to that. Yo, that right there, to be honest, that was my nigga homie.
Who told you to do it?
Yeah, because we used to be grinding and motherfucking, we'd always be watching this shit. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, you got to go on there. You're going to fuck up all these people. And I'd always brush it off like I was lacking on it. And then when I did jump on it, started seeing the push, and I was like,
yeah, you were tearing it up. Like, you ran through the guy. Like, I remember there was one, it was like neck and neck. But
yeah, that was the first joint.
Yeah,
that was the first round.
That was like, boom.
Smoke them.
That was it.
Smoke them.
Okay, so yeah. We're just trying to get some of this the technical difficulties here. I'm trying to get the beats up here for the next artist that we have here coming to the stage. Just bear with me one quick second.
So the lover joint.
Yeah.
Do you have a new track out after that?
Yeah, right now I'm gonna do Dark Times. That was one of the joints that I did in this joint. And I was just performing. We gonna shoot Dark Times with Brown Guy, cause you know Brown Guy is my guy. Brown Guy is solid as fuck. That's my guy. So we gonna shoot another joint this month, or in the month of April. Oh shit, yo, I got some crazy shit popping in April too.
Let me ask you a quick question, because we bucked you when we went to go do an interview to you the other day.
Say that.
Yeah,
sounds true.
So,
it sounds true.
Yeah, man, you've been recording downtown.
Yo, we've been working, G.
What are you working on? You working on an album?
I'm just working. Whatever the hell comes out of it, comes out of it. I got a dope-ass producer on Hunter Beats alongside David Days, two really talented individuals. And these people, yo, they work. Like, every day these guys are making tons of beats, and it's like I'm having trouble keeping up with how fast they're moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So right now it's just work mode. It's not an album, it's not an EP, it's just work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I want to just get this beats popping here. Just give this one quick second here.
Anybody in the audience have a question?
Yeah, let's bring the audience questions around here.
The audience questions?
Oh, this shit's great too. God damn.
Let's see if we get some interaction with the audience. Y'all look like you're falling asleep. Weed's kicking in.
Weed's
anybody got a question? No questions? Come on, someone must have a question.
I can't even see
him. I go by Lone Star.
Big up.
My question is that you said you have a lot of stuff going on in April, and because I know you do, I want to know everybody else know what's going on.
In April, we got a video. We got Dark Times coming out in April. I just did a feature for Price the Boss. That video is coming out in April as well. That's another crazy joint. I was gonna perform it tonight, but I don't want to leak the man's thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's mud. I'm taking over Motor Nightclub. That's my night. You know what I mean? That's the high horseman. That's everybody who holds it down. That's our night. April 12th at Motor Nightclub. That's gonna be a fucking movie. I mean, come through. They got me performing two songs and shit, which is lit. And you know, I'm not gonna lie. You know what made me feel nice about it? Cause the only two people that went to Motor and got the chance to like have their own night at that club was fucking Smiley and Chromaz.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? And both of them are backed by Drake. I'm not, and I got my night. So, you get what I'm saying? So that made me feel like, yeah, people are paying attention, you get what I'm saying? Like,
making a wave.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to fucking change the tide. Everybody kind of sounds the same right now, but...
Yeah, like, so, okay, what inspired you to start getting into, like, others' branches rather than just the rapping, you know what I'm saying? Because you're starting to get into some entrepreneurialism right now.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, you got to know what you're doing this for. Like, if you're doing this to be cool, I mean, that's cool, fine, whatever, but I'm trying to get my people nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no facts.
You got a goal in mind and we're trying to, like, do shit. We're not doing this just to fucking... be on Six Buzz, like, I could care less, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this for a whole bigger purpose. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to get on Six Buzz, because I know it gives you a little clout push and whatnot, but I'm not really into the clout push thing, like.
Longevity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, okay. you guys were talking to my man earlier, and was just talking about, like, and he was saying it too, he's like, everybody sound the same, like, everybody's just fucking on the same shit, and he ain't lying.
No, it's true.
So right away, he's already on the right path because he already booked it. Everyone sounds the same.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone's afraid to like talk about like real shit that happens. Everybody got an op and everybody want to shoot. Well, like what happened when you had no loot? What happens when your girl dumped you and you felt like shit? What happened when you got caught cheating? What happens when you end up finding the next thing and end up start cheating? Like nobody wants to talk about shit that actually happens. It's just I got ops, I'm on the block, I got a shot. Like I don't want to hear it. And then it's heavily auto-tuned on top of that.
I call it cat hat rap. You know,
you
what
get
I'm
what I'm saying? It's kind of boring though.
Boring format.
Yeah.
Facts. Like, facts. Okay, so I got everything ready. Okay. Where's the microphone?
We only have one question. Now I don't got no more questions from the audience. Not one more question.
Okay, hold on. Okay. No disrespect to anybody. We're going to hold the questions because I want to keep the show moving.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Shit, you just cut off my questions.
My bad. But
talk to me later.
We're gonna have a couple more people on the stage, and then we're gonna get a good question session going on. You know what I'm saying? The mic is hot over here. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we've got a better song.
Okay, so with no further ado, we got Black of the Dawn. Make some fucking noise for Black of the Dawn.
That might work though.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2. Make a
mic check.
Check.
My apologies here of the sound, you know what I mean? It's our first time doing the podcast here, you know what I'm saying? Doing a live podcast, but...
Turn up this mic.
There you go.
Which camera is focusing on? This camera right here, sir.
Don't even worry about the camera. We talking to the people today, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're breaking the fourth wall.
The fourth wall, man. We're talking to the people, you know what I'm saying? I want to take some questions also from the audience, you know what I'm saying? What we will do, you could use this mic for now, but when we take the questions to the audience, we'll use this mic for any questions that people have for you.
Right? Johnny's somewhere.
Okay, so anybody in the audience have any questions for any of them of us on the panel here as far as like the rappers who have just done their thing? I see a few hands, you know what I'm saying? Or for any of us doing the podcast here, you know what I'm saying? So two hands are in the middle right there.
Grab the mic. Sap, yeah, pass the mic right there, Sap. Thank you.
All right, so this question's for Chase. So your song Dark Times.
Yeah.
It's about like what's going on right now in the city and like a lot of shootings. But, like, are you and your crew, like, is anyone in the community like, doing anything to make a difference about what's going on in your community or any, like, are you doing any songs that's going to really reflect on what's going on about that?
Truthfully, we surviving. That's what the fuck we doing right now because that's all you can do right now. Like, everybody puts on this front, like, yeah, stop gun violence. But then the same songs that are getting fucking 10,000 views in a day is the same shoot 'em up, bang, bang. So don't ask me what I'm doing. Like, what are we all doing? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing my part. I'm not out here talking reckless. I was raised different from, you get what I'm saying? Like, I know what that comes with. Right now, the cool thing is to talk reckless. I'm not into that. So what can I do for the community? It's what can the community do for myself? You're like, I'm one man. My niggas are like, what are we going to do? You want us, like, we can't put capes on. What can you do?
It's your lyrics.
No, with my lyrics and shit, if you notice, I don't really talk about it.
Because like I said, how I was raised, you don't talk about it. So what am I doing talking about it through my lyrics? That's the cool thing now, is to talk about it. Mm. That's why niggas is getting caught up, because you giving them shit to catch you up. I'm going to talk about disappointing my moms. I'm going to talk about finding my girl. I'm going to talk about flying across the country, going doing some shit. There's so much more to talk about than me talking about this nigga and saying I'm going to kill him every song I make and he still ain't dead. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Super facts.
It's just crazy. I don't know. That's just my opinion. My bad.
So, I also have a theory, and I came up with this, not too long ago, maybe about a month or so ago, and men were trying to tell me that I'm crazy, right? And maybe we can bring this discussion around the room. I feel that in 2019, we can bring down our murder rate by technically 30%, because we had 100 murders in 2018 in Toronto, right? So if you take that number, it's easy to do the math. If you take 30 bodies out of that, that's 30% down. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that if more of the people out there who are in the scene, whether they're rappers or just man them on the scene, squash beefs that are just unnecessary and just stick to the bag, we could technically take 30% down in the violence down in the city. What do y'all think about that? And let me know if I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So like, yeah, you guys think he's got? You think he's on something?
Hold on, give him the mic.
Where's the mic? Here's the mic. Here comes the mic. Here comes the mic. Here's the mic.
Yo, Billy Burns in the place. Here, you
know. Yes, yes, shut up. Big up yourself.
Hey.
You don't know.
But yeah, real shit. Niggas need to just, like, simple thing, like, forget the bullshit, get to the money. Toronto has money in it. There's eyes over here now. Everybody fucking with Toronto artists because money is here. Get your streaming up, get your views up, stop worrying about beef. But that's the thing, it's easier said than done, right?
It's a lot easier said than done.
Very true, very true.
A different thing. So,
it's a lot easier said than done.
Niggas gotta worry about the bag though, facts.
But if we can get everybody at least on a semi-same page as, you know what, let's get to the bag, fuck the beef, let's do shows, get to the bag, make them peaceful, non-violent, where, yeah, man can be from different ends, but guess what? It's about a bigger thing. It's about the money, right? It's not about the beef. Yeah, I know the beef is generational. And, you know, some people don't even know why they're beefing. They just know this ends is beefing with that ends, and I'm from this end, and they're from that end, so we have beef automatically. Mm. If we can get past all of that shit, I know it's hard, easier said than done. I know. But if we can look past it a little bit, be like, yo, we can make money and build up this scene. Like the man said, there's eyes on the city.
Yeah,
people are looking at the city for super money. Facts. Like, shows are coming here. The
They're looking for that Toronto sound.
Like man said before, we used to look at New York and those places for their sound. Now they're looking over here like, yo, Wagwan in Toronto. Yo, the man, you see, they're wearing our gear. They're wearing Raptor hats. They're wearing this. They're wearing that. They're bigging up Toronto. And they don't even realize, like, yo, before we were looking to them. Now they're looking to us. So we need to utilize that.
If super
we can
facts.
Get past the small petty beefs. Like I said, I know it's easier said than done, but it's all about the money, right? 2019, everybody wants to be rich, right?
Yeah. Any more questions in the audience?
I just want to add to all that. Like,
sorry, what's your name and Instagram? Where are you from?
Yo, that's the double bubble. That's
the silence bubble in the wind.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yo, that's my dog. That's
I'm looking like right directly at you,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Bomb.
Entered earlier.
Where's my sound effects?
The house is
I just want to add to that, you know, speaking about the easier said than done, I think it's more important to focus on the youth. And the only way we're going to be able to change the madness that's going on right now is to try and get to the youth. Yeah,
facts.
We have generational beef, but they weren't around when that was going down.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
If we teach them the beef that we went through, then they're gonna grow up into that. But if we don't show them that, and we bring the unity to each other, then that's when the things are going to change.
True.
So it's actually easier to do it that way than that easier said than done. We got to take a responsibility, starting to talk to the younger ones, trying to show them that, yo, things are different. Like you said, get to the bag. If we shooting each other and doing whatnot, we can't make no money because now, look, we got more police in the streets and all these things going on.
We're doing their work for them.
We're doing their work. We killing each other.
Yeah,
so
right.
Let's make them do their job and let's do our job and start cleaning up the youth. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's going to start.
Exactly.
Super facts.
Yeah. One more question.
Anybody else there?
Another question?
Yeah. To add to what he was just saying, I totally agree with him. I see, like, the reason why a lot of these younger guys right now don't really respect the older cats is because they really don't understand, like, the shit that they could get. Like, that, it was everything to us back then. We didn't have shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, the access to that stuff. But also what we did is we bridged the gap with those kids, too. Those kids should know us better than that. They should already know.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't. Some do. Because, you know, some got some good OGs that are around. There's still, you know, some real ones out there that looked out for the younger guys and, you know, gave them some guidance. But a lot of these younger guys never had no guidance. And they don't have a reason to respect us because we're fucking, like, breaking our backs to fucking do what we have to do. And these guys are fucking, they could make money like that. There's a million different ways now.
Yeah.
We used to have to run around on the bus to fucking go hand in resumes.
Yeah.
Niggas could email that.
Motherfuckers could use Retropolis and all that type of shit, man.
I'm not even disrespecting the younger generation. I really respect a lot of the innovative shit that you guys have come up with worldwide. There's a lot of different things. Like, you guys are the ones who brought the ice to Toronto, really. Like, Drake did his thing, but it's really all you younger guys, you know? There's a lot of older cats that did their thing, but you younger guys are the ones that, you know, I even focus on that, you know? Because I run my own little rap league for the younger guys. I try to see them come up and, you know, give them advice in life. And, you know, it's really good. It's really good to hear somebody like you. Sorry, what's your name again? Masai. It's really good to hear somebody like you. You're smart, bro. You have the right idea. You too, and this Chase guy up here. I like the way you guys are thinking, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people think younger guys are dumb or they just have a one-track mind where it's just like money and bitches, drinks and, you know, partying, but it's not, yo. You guys proved that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a fact. You know what's crazy about that, what you just said? And this is it's a light fact. It's not nothing crazy. That's my nigga. We all in the same team. Birds of a feather, right?
Wow. That's what I mean.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't hang around dummies. We were raised a certain type of way. Like, but anyway, I don't want to be too.
It's
all about that disconnect. And it's time, like, the older cats try to get with these younger cats.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's the next generation. We need to focus on the next generation.
We show these guys how to do that for the younger guys.
Yeah.
That's just not cool, man.
Yeah. Yo, is there any more questions in the audience?
Oh, we got one more in the back right here. We got one more in the back.
One thing real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fast life got the niggas dying quicker. Shots fired, another murder victim. Retaliation in the air, modern warfare. Got blood dripping through the cracks of the sidewalk. Usually over side talker, bitches. Respect is like everything to them niggas who ain't half shit. Reason why most of these little niggas turn to savage. Y'all souls caught up in the madness of trying to be the hardest
nigga
holding the cannon. But when it flash, nobody posing. The hot leather leave your body frozen. And eyes rolling, showing images of past times, maybe some good and bad times. Still you left wishing that you had time, slowly you leaving. Deep breathing while your nigga screams. Hold on, paramedic speeding. But could it make it fast enough to stop you from the bleeding? And now you're gone, just a memory to your niggas grieving.
Jeez.
Okay, thank you for that.
We have one more question.
Hold on though. You see when we did the first interview and I told you how the artist and all that?
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about this nigga yet. You get what I'm saying? Like, we building something over here. Okay. Shout out my nigga Cuzzo 1-6. I don't know if you guys know about the song Junkies.
Cuzzo 1-6 was on the top six. Yeah, top six tracks in Toronto this week. He was number
like,
three.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's jumping. It's jumping. It's jumping. We got a team working out right now, for real.
All right. And our question in the back, sir.
Yup, yup.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's me again. So
yes, thank you.
I have a question for the host. So you guys have been doing interviews for a while now. Do you have any moment when you're interviewing somebody where you felt like maybe it went left and you guys couldn't put it on your YouTube platform, like a Birdman Breakfast Club kind of thing?
Nah.
No, like,
you've seen the Bizlok interview.
Oh yeah.
That's as left as we can go.
Yeah.
Oh. Not as we can go. We could probably go fucking way more left.
It could have went worse, but it was you know what? It was the beginning. It was his first interview. It was close to our first interview. It was a good interview. At the end of the day, it did what it was supposed to do. And it made people watch.
Yeah.
It drew attention. More than that, there was nothing wrong with the interview. People think it went one way or was another way. You know, but it wasn't. It was just what you see. It was a good interview.
Mm-hmm.
People tell me, oh, I've watched that interview 6-7 times. And I appreciate that because, you know what, it was a good interview. So watch it as many times as you want. Watch all our interviews as many times as you want. Mm-hmm. But, yo, at the end of the day, it doesn't go left. It doesn't go right. It's an interview. Yeah. Like, when Onyx came true, it almost went left. But then it was perfect. It ended. It was just good. It was like, all right, you know what? Boom.
We needed to have our own little Fredo Star meter in the corner.
Right? So at the end of the day, yeah, because, yeah, he was like, we got to go, sound check, boom, that's
don't
it.
Hit the table.
And that was, you know, so.
Yeah, man.
Left or right, it doesn't really.
Yeah, there's never been something where we're like,
yeah,
we got to squash the whole interview because that didn't happen. We can't put that up.
Yeah.
We might have cut pieces out of an interview, but never like, yo, squash the whole thing, like, fuck that shit.
And if anything we did, because the man's like, yeah, you know what, fuck my ops. When I see the niggas on site, no, we don't want to promote that. So we're going we're gonna chop stuff like that. So other than that, it is what it is. You see what we give you. We're not trying to cut any corners. And no, if the interview goes left, we're going to show you if the interview goes left. We're not, like, because we don't have nothing to hide. Like, we show our faces. Yeah. We have live interview, you know, live audience. We're like, we're out there for the people to see what we're doing, right? We're not trying to hide.
It's a soft thing.
I don't think any interviews went left. They all just did what they're supposed to do, right? And they got us to where we are right now, sitting here with y'all.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
And we appreciate that.
And we
man.
Appreciate you guys more than you know. You know what I mean? Like, when the man, people see me and say, hey, yo, I love it. It's weird, but I love it. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, this is something that wouldn't expect we'd be doing out here, a live platform like this, like, you know, from a podcast that Friday's like, yo, come, let's do this.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, brother. Any more questions? You got right in the front.
One more in the front with the man with the We Love Hip Hop t-shirt.
There are like two. There are like two.
There's two? Okay, so why?
Senan.
Okay. Question number.
One thing I want to say is I'm proud of the growth.
Thank you.
Like, it's crazy because everybody in here was talking about it earlier. It's like we got our own little market right here, a Black Wall Street in the world, you know? The contacts we all have amongst each other, there's only a matter of time if you choose to. We're a lot older now. The opportunities you guys have now is amazing. And yo, salute to you.
Thank you.
It's always about the bag and whatever, but yo, the fact that we kings are within yourself.
Yeah.
We kings within ourselves because you're able to manifest this to where it is right now.
Thank you.
Yo, we appreciate that.
It's true, though.
Even all the people on the panel, all the artists and everything, for when you, like, Blacko, when we did something at the Nocturnal, we sponsored his event, and that time he was ready to blow, fly out. And, like, just to see the growth to now, I'm proud of him, proud of everybody on the panel.
You have to understand, Blacko's been on this show probably more than anybody. All right, like, yo, it's only right that we have Black, and thank you, Blacka, for coming here and performing for us, because it's only right that we have Blacka here, because the man came from Sriracha, and them time there, I don't know how many, what was that, like, you know what I'm saying? When the man came on the show, that's what he was promoting, was the Sriracha tune, that was the new tune, that was the new track, that was when he first came.
That was Sav's first one,
that's the Ghost in the Room's first show. So there you go, that's the story. Yeah. Beer history with this man in the room, you know, this man.
Bigger Black of the Dawn, man.
Blacka has a lot of history.
Yeah, man.
To do with this show, he has a lot of history recording to this show.
Yeah, we were over at the Burrowhead.
Listen to me.
And the thing is also with Sheffy, right? a lot of people don't know, because we have audios. A lot of people might watch this on YouTube, and we appreciate that, right? My bad, y'all could just hold it down just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But we have people on YouTube that watch us, but the audios go crazy. And Sheffy's audio is like something, one of those episodes that are like almost 7,000 on SoundCloud just alone. Of people just peeping the audio of the story that he had to tell, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So big up to fucking Sheffy as well, man.
For sure.
Both of y'all, the fucking MTM family has been very fucking good to us. And Johnny fucking Bravo, you know
Johnny
what I'm saying?
Came, yo, Johnny came through and said what he had to say, and that was a good piece. That was, crazy that was a very good rant. Yeah. It needed to be said, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, Blacka came through, and he's been like, yo, yeah, like history. This is our first show here, our first location after we switched. Mm-hmm. And then when he came for Sriracha, like, yo, this guy, yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate that. Thank you very 100%. Much.
Trust me.
This works? Oh, I didn't even know this worked. Shout out to people, then. Bumble Club.
I didn't know this worked.
Anybody else in the audience have any more? We're going to take one more question, and then you I guess we got to get out of here.
Yeah. He's giving me another fact. So H.A. just telling me now every time he's been on the show, Blacko's been on the show.
Wow. Y'all are connected, yeah.
Right? Well, there we go. So The connection, full circle, like you say, making links and linking with people up,
yeah, man.
And utilizing the links. There's a lot of links, like my man said, there's a lot of links in the building. You know what I'm saying? Companies, weed factory, whatever, you know what I mean? Dispensaries, little farm. So, yeah. Because of you guys, we're going to have to do another one, but we're going to have to make it bigger. So
hopefully
we can do it bigger, right? So,
Trust me. We'll take that one more question right over here.
Yeah, hello, sir. This question is for Blacka the Don and Sheffy. Mm-hmm. Blacka, I know you just dropped a video like yesterday. Yeah. And Sheffy, I know you just dropped a tape from the club. I know there's supposed to be an excellent coming. So my question is just to you guys. What's next? What are you on? What are you doing right now? Freaking let the people know.
We got a lot of videos coming. Every 3 weeks, you guys can expect a video or a single or some shit. I'm going to get Mr. Black's back going, too. I'm going to get Mr. Black's back going. For
the man asked you, what's like. Next? He just dropped the video yesterday.
But
the way the man dropped the question. Like, so I know you dropped a track yesterday, a video.
I got a lot coming, man. In like 3 weeks, I'll see another video. And like I got a lot coming. Like, I've been racking up a lot of music for like a long time. Like Shook, I made 4 years ago. Yeah. On God, like Illy knows Shook. Pay wasn't here for Shook, but Illy knows Shook. And Illy died like 2.5-3 years ago now.
R.I.P. Illy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I made Shook in OVO Studio, and I stopped. Like, you know, I haven't recorded in OVO Studio in a long time. Shook is old, bro. Like, I got a lot of music. So, like, just look out for that.
But, recently I just dropped Tape from the Curb Volume 3. Every month I drop a 3-song EP on Spotify and Apple Music, so you gotta go peep that. So,
yeah.
And like probably that. 2 weeks or so, I got Volume 4 coming out. I got my new single about to release in the same time, so. Yeah, pretty much every month we consistent, man, dropping all the time. So pretty much a new EP, new projects on the way.
I like that format, though. You said every month you drop a 3-track EP.
Yeah, don't
like
flood that. It too
original.
Much.
That's original.
Specifically
like that.
3 songs, only 3 songs. Don't want to give them too much.
No, but that's good because you can build like a certain like feel for like, you know what? Oh, boom. Every month I have 3 tracks I can just like vibe to.
Yep, stack up on the content. Yeah, that's it.
I definitely, that's original for sure.
Yeah.
I like that
respect,
idea.
Respect, man, respect.
I like that. Mm. And that's one thing else that people in this city need to realize. Originality is key.
Super,
you
know, facts.
Someone may say, oh, you're a fucking weirdo. Guess what? That fucking weirdo shit about you can make you accelerate you. If it's art, basketball, maybe someone says you're a freaking basketball, soccer, swimming, who knows what it is. Excel where you excel. You know what I'm saying? Take advantage of your gifts is all I could say, really.
Yeah, and explore new gifts. Like, I'm trying to learn how to play the piano. I'm not, sorry, trying means it won't happen. I'm going to learn how to play the piano.
And you already know, like, you know, I have a producer's mind. Like, a lot of my songs, I produce them myself. Like, I'm in the studio with a producer.
No,
and
you told us that, too.
No, put that sound there. Put this here. Like, and any producers, like, I've worked with, if, you know, a lot of artists are in the building. When you run into these guys, ask them. So, like, I have a great mind for it. But when I learn to play the piano, like, that's when I know I'm going to take my craft to a whole nother level. So don't be afraid to learn new shit, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I can go in front of that and I don't know nothing.
Mass subliminal messages.
But one day you guys are going to watch me. You're going to be like, yo, I remember when Blocka said he was going to learn to play the piano. This nigga's producing all his own shit now. Remember
live on the We Love Hip Hop podcast.
Yo, I already can see it in my mind. Shit, you know? I can see you sitting in front of a fucking piano just killing it. You know what I'm saying?
And then start kill some bars. Like, yeah, yo, you see the man's already, yo, he's so created it already. Quick,
you know, so don't be afraid to want to learn new shit, man.
I can't even lie. This is my motherfucking, this is my fourth performance ever.
No, no way.
Yeah, this is my fourth, number four.
Make some noise to that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is number four for me. This is number four for me, so I'm new to the shit. That's why I had to kind of like get up and like kind of go over there and watch you do your shit. Because I was like, next time I'm going to fuck it up. Like, how, you know what I mean? Like, awesome real shit.
Thank you. I watch a lot of people. Like, I grew up.
Your performance is crazy.
I grew up like, me and Tory Lanez are really close. I grew up like going to a lot of Tory Lanez shows. Who else? You guys know Deep Ride? You ever heard of Deep Ride? Anybody know the Asian guy from Toronto? These are like guys like when I was coming up like 6 years ago, like back with like Billy Burns and Cousin Charlie. Like, you guys ever Cousin Charlie? Yeah. Cousin Charlie is one of the greatest performers ever,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. You got
that's where I get a lot of my drip from. I'll say that on record. I get a lot of drip from Cousin Charlie.
I feel
my first performance, he was like, yo, listen, just put your shades on. You're not going to see the people. And then this nigga just took the mic and did a backflip and then came back and picked the mic up. And I was just like, what the, yo, how does he, like, you would never think. You just had this switch that he just turns on, you know? Like, so, like, growing, watching Tory and a lot of these guys, they're just like it. Like, we'll be cool like this and cool. And these guys go on the stage for an hour and they don't stop. Like, and then they come off the stage and it's just like, yo, where's the party? Like, it's like, fam, you know what the fuck you just did? Like. You know,
I felt that
like,
this table was any
just
bigger.
Like you said, you were watching me. Like, yeah, I pay attention. And yeah, man, I go to shows. I go to shows. I watch other artists. Like, fucking, it's fucked up to say this because his ways are fucked. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get a big reaction. But R. Kelly is one of the greatest performers, too. R. Kelly. His ways are fucked up. I don't like it. But if Tory was here right now, Tory would say, yo, remember that day when I told you go watch some fucking Michael Jackson? Some R. Kelly, some like there's certain performers. If you guys put these guys on YouTube and you watch the way they perform, their energy level, their highs and lows, and the way they sing, no auto tune. It's like when you start performing and you start understanding like the gift of the shit. It's like there's only a few artists that could bang out there, like, and a couple of those guys are up there. Yeah. No, Travis Scott and like right
yo,
now.
Travis
it's like,
Scott is crazy.
That's right now.
On
like,
stage,
you know,
he's
right
crazy.
Now, but like Bobby Brown too is another one. Bobby
oh,
Brown,
my
like,
prerogative. Geez. Yeah, I thought you were going to jump on the table. If the table was any bigger, I thought you would have jumped on the table.
Yeah, that's right.
I know your energy is like that. I see.
You start
like
fucking
that,
money walking over the table.
If the table was any bigger, I swear to man, I would have jumped up on it and did the flipping money dance to, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Yo, it's basically.
His performance is crazy.
And the thing is also with UHH Chase, it's good because there's going to be a lot of different rooms that you're going to be performing in over the years. And you're, you know. It's just a learning process, you know what I'm saying? And you still fucking killed it.
Embrace it. Fourth performance, you did well for your fourth performance. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You did well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Straight up.
It's just a shout out to y'all. It's the first live joint. It's my fourth performance, so thank you for even being here. I fucked it up a little bit, but you know the songs. I didn't fuck the songs up, so you can still listen to the songs. You get what I'm saying? But
oh, we all messed up today. We all messed up today.
Hey, nobody's perfect today. Exactly. Yo, we've had our own hiccups today for sure with the sound and everything. Mic not working and shit. Trying to figure like, oh God, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. It is the world's most smoked out podcast.
We give you what you want. You know, we give you weed. We give you content. There's Backwoods if you want to buy Backwoods. You know.
Yeah.
Giveaways, matter of fact, speaking of giveaways, we got a giveaway.
Okay, so what do we have to give away here?
Tree over there with the grinder.
Okay, so we're going to do a couple more giveaways, and then we're going to get out of here because we did run a little bit over our time. You know what I'm saying?
We're black people time.
So I got three things that we're going to give away here. Bottle of vodka courtesy of Silk Vodka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
make
tray.
Make some noise for the free bottle of vodka. Come on.
Make some noise for Silk Vodka.
You guys don't drink? It's free vodka, man.
A tray courtesy of Spoiled Smokers Collective.
It's a little kit, you know, rolling papers, grinder, tray, you know, little essentials kit, you know.
know what I'm saying? And then a full jumpsuit courtesy of Agroso.
Well, we don't know what size you are, but we're giving away a jumpsuit, so you got to take the size we give you.
Or fit, as a fit as they call it, you know what I'm saying?
Or just being realistic.
So, okay, how are we going to do this now for this giveaway here? I do have a couple more.
Yeah, make it a little harder.
You think so?
Are there separate giveaways or is it one giveaway? Okay, sorry. It's a large. It's a large fit, fam. All right? It's a large tracksuit.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's a tailored fit, you know? I don't want to say slim fit. A tailored fit.
It's not skinny jeans, fam. It's not skinny jeans. No worries.
No, they're not skinny jeans. Friday's saying it's not skinny jeans.
It's not skinny jeans. I've been rocking them on road.
It's a large tracksuit.
But I'm part of TTG, Tight T Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Friday's on this Tight T Gang. She's not even summer yet. But all right. So, yeah. We got a tracksuit here.
You don't know about Tight T Gang.
Yo, Friday, trust me. This is what,
you guys don't fucking know about Tight T Gang.
For 20 plus years.
Hashtag party of one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't know. Okay, so we're going to do a giveaway. Let's see. We'll do that voice thing again that we did there. All right? We'll pull up the voices for the tracksuit. All
right.
The broken telephone is going to take too fucking long.
No. All right. You guys got your phones, right? People got phones. You guys got internet service? Can I hear some noise? Internet service?
Anybody with internet service? Anybody use the internet?
I was going to say this. How about this? Can you tell us? I was going to say, what episodes were Blacka on? Can you give us that? Can you give us that? Can you pull that up?
What number episode was Blacka the Don on?
We don't even know, so that's why I'm fucking myself right now.
I can pull it up.
No, I do.
I got the laptop. I can pull it up.
The first.
I got it.
The first.
I got the playlist.
Yes.
For season three.
We've always... Now, okay, be aware, okay, because...
Hold on. I know I kind of fucked myself with that question.
No. I got the list. Okay. But quick things. And quick fast, big up to Bizlo, you know what I'm saying? Free
that's
the dogs.
What you should
have
asked.
Right?
What episode?
A lot of people.
Okay.
Okay, actually, let's start with that because there's three prizes to give away. There's the silk bottle, there's a bottle of silk vodka, there's the fit from Agroso, and there's the package from Spoiled Smokers. So, what episode was the Bizlo episode? What number is that?
Was that the most viewed one? Was that the most viewed one too?
We're going to do the Bizlo.
Not the most viewed one.
What was the most viewed one?
Oh.
What was the most viewed episode?
See,
I have that in mind.
See, when it comes to the most viewed episode, we can't really... If you won already, you can't win again? Okay,
yeah,
Sav.
Not most time winners.
Why? Why, Sav?
I know, right?
All right, Sav. You're the ghost of the room. You make the rules. All right. So.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we'll get to you. What were you saying?
Pardon me?
Okay, so what number episode is the Bizlo episode? We'll start with that.
No. Before that, I asked about what were the episodes that Blacka the Don was on.
Okay.
There was three episodes Blacka the Don was on. What episodes were they?
I got one. 24. Episode 3.
All right.
The first episode. It says
S3.
What does that mean?
It's not
episode
3.
That's season 3.
Yo, no. Time out.
Technically,
niggas is cheating. Hold on, niggas is cheating.
No, I told him to go online and look. I told him to pull up. I told him to go online and pull up.
No, it's cool.
I told the man to go online and pull up.
No, that rule's on the board. It's cool.
I told the man to pull up, look on their phone and pull up to find the three episodes that you were on. Season 3, episode 1. That's the first one. You're right about that.
Now listen, because you might have it confused. Okay? We start from episode 1, and that was all the way back in 2017.
Yeah.
Okay? Hold on. Now, we never restart the numbers. Hold on a second. Never restart the numbers. We just keep the numbers going. So season 2...
Is a continuation.
Started at episode 40. Season 3 started at episode 80. We are now in season 3. When we get to episode 120, then we're going to go on to season 4. So every 40 episodes, we go into another season. But the number of episodes keep going.
But the season
so the episode that Black of the Dawn was on was not like episode 1 or not, something like that. It was like in the double digits.
Mm-hmm. It was... I don't know.
Okay, so...
Ah. So, okay, here's the thing. The We Love Hip Hop podcast is a podcast. Okay? And that's the thing. That's the thing that a lot of people might have confused. The We Love Hip Hop podcast is a podcast. So we do an audio version of it that drops first.
All right.
Right?
SoundCloud.
And it's SoundCloud. On SoundCloud. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on everywhere. And then those pieces go on to YouTube. The numbers are also on the YouTube videos, too. You'll see them at the end of the YouTube video title. Episode season
two.
You know what I'm saying?
Men are okay. Tired. I'm sorry. I hear that big yawn in the back, like.
So, Black of the Dawn. episode 73 with Sheffy.
Hold on.
I don't know. Hold on.
Yo,
episode.
Cedric definitely gets a prize.
Yeah.
You were fucking right. He's episode mad 73.
Active. He's mad active right now. He's active. He gets right,
you take your pick. No, episode 73 is fucking the real Sheffy. The episode is called You Can Learn. You could, if you can learn, you could unlearn is what the name of the episode is. I'm taking this because I know somebody else is going to watch. Hey. Bottle of vodka, courtesy of Soap Vodka.
What does it say? This is chess, not checkers. Yes.
Nah.
I've seen that. I'm gonna taste. I know someone else is gonna like this. So yeah.
Okay, all right. Who's next? The Black of the Dawn episode or the Bizloke episode?
All right. Bizloke.
Okay, so who? What episode number is the Bizloke episode?
I hear
this man in the back like, oh shit.
But the man standing up in the back, he's sturdy, he's like, episode, this man is squeezing out like,
Far.
Niggas heard Biz Loke like 20 minutes ago. Niggas heard Biz Loke like 20 minutes ago. And was like this.
They mapped it.
This is not episode one for the people who don't know. You know what, we'll give you something too. Here's some. Okay, so.
Tracksuit. What do you want, man? You want, all right, tracksuit?
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, here.
Oh, and take some sticky ickies. Take some sticky ickies, man. Yo.
Yeah, here. That's to seal your blunts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's to seal the blunts.
All right, so, okay, we're done with our question taking period and our games and stuff like that, but, yo, I want y'all to give a big up to yourselves, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
You guys made history tonight.
Are we done right now?
No, we're done. The show's over, people. Thank you.
You can be anywhere in the world, but you came here to see us. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you guys.
So it's like, that's just fucking crazy honor to me, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. We appreciate every single person in this room. You know what I'm saying? Big up yourself, like Friday said, for coming through. Thank you very much again. I can't tell you how much this means to us and to the platform of We Love Hip Hop. So thank you again. Big up to Firm for letting us use the spot. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Big up.
Without Firm letting us use the spot here, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing today. So thank you again for Firm and all the vendors that came through. And once again, big up the audience for coming through. Without you guys, there is no us, because we could just sit there and talk shit and do what we do. And if nobody listens, it doesn't matter. So you guys matter. So thank you very much. We appreciate each and every one of you guys.
Yeah, man. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast, yo. Are we out? Let's run some tunes.
Hold on. Yo, no, sorry, everybody. My nigga from jail on the phone. Yo, everybody make some noise for my nigga from jail. My nigga in the bin right now, yo. My nigga. My nigga free tree too, you know what I'm saying?
Free up. Freedom is a must.
You know how these calls get short.
Freedom on them.
Thank you again.
Thank you again,
yo. World Smoked Out Podcast. Beta episode. Shout out to the audience.